Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about various issues, interesting minhagim that relate to taking the wine out of the cup during the Kol Sheni, the second cup, that the Seder, when we take 16 drops of wine out of the cup. So the first issue that we're going to talk about is, what is the reason that we take out some of the wine from the wine cup? We'll bring two of the reasons. So the Maharil says the reason for either using a finger or pouring out wine. Why do we do that? To say as follows, the Rishon Lomar Mikol Elu Yatzilenu v'yavo al sonenu. From all of this that we're talking about, for example, the ten makos, dam, sardei, akinim, all of these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should not have them. We are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't do these things to us, but rather do it to our enemies. So we are taking it out of our cup and putting it on the side, representing taking it away from us and putting it on our enemy. So that's one of the explanations. Another explanation that is brought is that even though we have tremendous simcha, yitzias mitzrayim, freedom taken out of servitude and bondage, but our simcha is not shlema. Our simcha is not totally full because the mitzrim, although they were our enemies, they are nonetheless creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because of their destruction, their death, we have simcha, but not full simcha. Simcha is for our getting out of Mitzrayim, but it is a little bit bittersweet because of the death that ensued. So those are two of the reasons why we want to remove the second one. We want to remove a little bit of our simcha, put it on the side, because it's not a full simcha. So the next item on the agenda is, after giving yesterday's Dvar Halacha about related issues, two people came over and talked about their personal minhagim, which was very fascinating. So Rav Shlomo Cohen, davening in the Netzach Yisrael, Nate's minion, says that they have a minhag in their family that instead of taking the drops of wine out of the main cup that they have a disposable cup. Each person has a disposable cup with a little bit additional wine in it. And from there, their minhag is not to take drops out with the finger, but to spill a little bit of that wine onto their plate. So they spill 16 times. So afterward, you do have an aggregation of a good amount of wine, because it's not specific drops that you're taking out, 16 drops, but a little spills, and they all add together to 16 spills, so you have a little puddle on your plate. So their minhag is to have somebody go and pour it into the toilet. Pour it into the toilet, not to put it with the rest of the plate, certainly not to drink from it. They actually have somebody who is looking forward to a shidduch that year to do it, so that's their personal skula that they have in their family. And the concept here is that you want to take away this wine that is similar to the din of Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim, when we have that water after washing it, we put it in a place that no one can have access to it, pour it in an area that's not going to be all over your dishes, and people may touch it, people may walk on it. Put that away because it is full of not good water. So it has the same din here, that it has been removed from the cup, and it has to be treated like Mayim Achronim. So that's why they pour it to the toilet, so no one is going to have access to that wine. So that was one interesting minhag. Another interesting minhag along the same lines, Rabbi Yitiel Goldwich says that his father has a minhag, and accordingly the whole family has the minhag, that after each of the drops that is taken out with the finger, so they use a finger, this is more common, he dries off his finger 16 times. So each drop that comes out dries the finger, then does another drop, dam, take it out, dry the finger, sardeya, take it out, put it on the plate, dry the finger, etc., etc. And his concern is that because you've taken the wine out of the cup already, maybe it is going to cause the kos to be pagum, so that would be no longer ideal wine. Or is it because, as we've been talking about, that it should be treated like the Mayim Achronim? So once you take a drop out and you put it on the plate, you still have residue from that drop, and that should be treated like the Mayim Achronim. It shouldn't be drunk, so don't put it back into your cup, dry it off on a napkin or a towel, and then resume with the next drop. So those were two interesting minhagim that were generated from yesterday's discussion. And the last issue on the agenda today is talking about using a wine that has Kedusha Shvi'is. So Kedusha Shvi'is, we just came out of the Shemitah, and now we have wines that are available that have the Kedusha of Shemitah, that's Kedusha Shvi'is. And accordingly, what do you do for that second cup that you were taking drops out? We are supposed to just eat and drink. L'ochla, we are there to eat and drink the wine or the foods that have Kedusha Shvi'is, but not to waste them. Not to waste them at all, and it could be viewed as taking out the drops is indeed wasting the cup. So a number of the poskim do indeed talk about this issue, and the psak is generally that you should not use a wine that has Kedusha Shvi'is for the second cup. You can use it for the first cup, the third cup, the fourth cup. Already, also, don't throw it out if you don't finish the cup. You have to finish the cup then. But the second cup would indeed be problematic. So, for example, the Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef says as follows: Ubedarba kosos lo yishvach b'yayin shal shvi'is baser machos kenachuk. So, for the arba kosos that we have at the Seder, talking about the second cup, don't use the wine from the kedusha shvi'is, some shmita, for pulling the wine out. V'im yesh lo rak yayin shal shvi'is. And if that's all you have, I only have wine or grape juice from shmita that has kedusha shvi'is, shishtado shel pachot kos echad. At least the middle cup, at least that second cup that we are taking the drops out, that should not be from Kedusha Shvi'is. V'yikembo min haglishvach avur kol hamisubim. And you should be mekayim that mitzvah to, if no one else has, so at least one person should take out the drops and be mekayim it for everyone. But Shemitah wine indeed should not be used for taking the drops out. If it did, I saw a different post. Like, that's it. You have to make sure to drink it. You have to make sure to drink it and not waste it. And that gets you into the issue. But isn't this like, according to at least one view, like the water after the mayim achronim, and you shouldn't be drinking it. So you're getting yourself into problem. Bottom line, don't use wine that is Kedusha Shvi'is for that second cup. Do use regular wine or grape juice so you can continue with the minhag of taking the drops out, the 16 drops out of that non-Kedusha Shvi'is wine. Have a wonderful day.